Posse in the back, we'll drop the book.
Again, on a very, very warm evening, with a very, very sweaty edition of the clandestine transmission. It's me, El Ketter, and my man MIC over here.
Hey,
with the unusually shiny bald head.
Been sweating all day.
Happy July.
Welcome.
Dog days of summer.
The dog days of summer are upon us.
The kind of days when you dress your dog up like a shark.
I would suggest getting a, you don't even have to get a dog of your own. Just get a shark costume and just put it on the next dog you see. And it'll excite everyone.
Yes. Including the dog.
Of course.
It's gonna be difficult getting that suit on that dog, but
yeah, the dog will either run away or like just stand there frozen. It's like you wanna learn about like flight or fight response in an animal. Go up to a dog and try to like put something on him. And the dog will either spin around and like bite you or run away. Or it'll freeze. It's a flight, fright, freeze. Or someone will just stand there and like just frozen, not do anything, and let you put whatever costume you want on it. And then just stand there with the costume and not move.
Is that what your dog did?
Nah, he'll move around. He likes putting the costumes on. He likes to entertain. He is like the Chris Farley of dogs, minus all the drugs. At least as far as I know. He might be home doing hella drugs right now.
With his breathing problems, he might be doing the drugs while you're not home. I don't know.
He's huffing.
Because I shit you not.
Huffing gas.
The last time I went over to MIC's apartment, because we record the podcast here at my apartment, and this is why we record them at my apartment. Went over to visit MIC, and our friend Ara, former Imagination contributor, happened to be in town, hanging out at MIC's house. We could not have a conversation because the dog was breathing so loud. It really was like there was a pervert under the table. And your dog is a pervert too.
Yeah.
So it's okay.
He is the pervert under the table.
Oh man.
But it is I.L. Ketter, MIC, back again with another clandestine transmission for you. So far, we opened up the show with music from The Chance. That's Chants, not Chance. The Chance.
What?
Exactly. Featuring Jamie Lydell with You and I. Jamie Lydell getting his R. Kelly on.
Minus the raping of young ladies. He was getting his chocolate factory on.
He was getting his hopefully he's not getting his chocolate factory on, because that would be like R. Kelly as well, with the poo poo,
no,
and the pee pee.
No, don't do that.
No. But I gotta say, that song is fucking hot.
That is dope.
That is the hotness. I would personally like to hear an entire album from Jamie Lydell, where he just went straight. Straight trapped in the closet and did nothing but the sexy panty jams.
So he just needs to make an album with the Jets.
He could just do an album with Jets.
Is it Jets?
Jets. Not the Jets. Because the Jets did the theme song to Rescue Rangers.
Yeah, they did? Yeah, I think we talked about this before.
Yeah.
They need to do a theme song for something new.
They can do the theme song for that new live action version of Rescue Rangers they got coming out.
Oh, wow.
You can do that. That doesn't exist.
That should
I made it up.
They should do Rescue Rangers on Ice, is what they should do.
Rescue Rangers are on ice right now, along with Walt Disney.
That's true.
In the background, we got music from Night School Click. Once again, DJ Shadow and that other guy. I can't remember who the other guy is. Which, don't look it up, because I did want to real quick say, Jets, Machine Drum, and who's the other guy in Jets? Because I know you got the page open on your tablet there.
It doesn't say, man.
It doesn't say.
It does not say.
So we suck for not doing our research properly before the show, but it's Machine Drum, somebody else, is Jets, and then they got Jamie Lydell on the track. You and I, Funky Fresh. In the background, Posse. So, because my posse from the Bronx is thick, and my posse is on Broadway, it's Posse from Night School Click, out now on DJ Shadow's Liquid Amber label. MIC is engrossed with the Jets bio.
Trying to figure out why the bio does not include who's in the actual collective.
Well, you're looking at Beatport, man. Beatport don't know nothing about nothing.
No, it has like a little breakdown of shit on there, so.
No. Elketter says no.
No, you were correct. So it tells you nothing.
We got a lot of jams coming up for you in this week's show.
Yeah.
MIC came through with just a stack of joints. I have some joints sitting around like the
stacks,
like the Jets. Well, we do have stacks, yes.
Stacks,
you and I,
joints.
You and I both have many stacks. And we're gonna go into the stacks for you, play some of the jams. Coming up next, new music from relatively new artist on the scene. I'm not really sure what scene that is, because
the scene, as they say.
His name's Tunde Olaniren, I believe.
Works for me.
I'm pronouncing that right.
That is one of the X-Men's alter egos, right?
Well,
there.
He is Nigerian and American.
He's an X-Man.
And is from Flint, Michigan. Kind of goes along with the fits into the same mold as your boy there, who you saw the other week in Boston. Can't remember his name.
Who? Shamir?
Shamir, that's the guy.
Shamir.
Yeah, kind of got a little bit of a similar thing to Shamir. Kind of in the same family as like, last week you played like the Princess Nokia and alongside, you know, That's Racist and that kind of stuff. Defies categorization a little bit. But interesting. Like I said, new music.
There you go.
It's called Namesake. And we're going to get into that up next on the Clandestine Transmission.
In a higher level, dimensions we in December. You see, we get them together. DIY friends, we swangin'. Bangers, bangers, he slangin'. Show on point, he slayin'. He wasn't always a spayin'. Brown boy, slanted eyes, bleach stained sweatshirt. Throwing water on me in the middle school restroom. Only brown hair in my ninth grade bay. 13, walking in the streets of UK. Now maybe there's a lesson I've been given. Know some wisdom from the stories that I need to tell. And everybody's hoping and scraping and wishing they could be something outside themselves. If I can be me, then you can be yourself. Might not be easy. It's like we're never satisfied. It's like we're never satisfied. Right. Won't stay the same, change like every day. Got in line with the namesake. Won't stay the same, change like every day. Smiling through the vicious, a puzzle piece never fit in a new thread he was given to weave a singular vision. Could never be avaricious. Instead, acquired ambitious. No reason left to resist it. I hated to sound fictitious. So I'm not putting their space. Quitting, try to dictate it like they not. Living T open about that truth. Spilling all buck like a deer when shot. Get a no formula, run this path that you're on. We all gotta make our own living. Cry out loud, don't stay. Hit it, feel so good.
Now maybe there's a lesson I've been given, or some wisdom from the stories that I need to tell. And everybody's hoping and scraping and wishing they could be something outside themselves. If I can be me, then you can be yourself. Might not be easy. It's like we're never satisfied.
Won't stay the same, change like every day. Dotted line with the namesake. Won't stay the same, change like every day.
Man, you said you can't see me in February, he freed me. My head of debris and we shattered my boundaries, and the lower degree was healing when it was sorely needed. Like Pakistan, I succeeded, my leaving won't be repeated. Never ever for them tight ropes, my eyes at where the sky goes. So rare like albinos, portraits resume my vitals. Few and number like rhinos, reaching up for them high notes. Study me like your Bible, cats fighting on like I'm lying on. Now maybe there's a lesson I've been given, or some wisdom from the stories that I need to tell. Everybody's hoping and scraping and wishing they could be something outside themselves. If I can be me, then you can be yourself. Might not be easy.
It's like we're never satisfied. Won't stay the same, change like every day. Got it locked with the namesake. Won't stay the same, change like every day.
Now maybe there's a lesson I've been given, or some wisdom from the stories that I need to tell. And everybody's hoping and scraping and wishing they could be something outside themselves. If I can be me, then you can be yourself.
Louis 13, and it's all on me. Nigga, you just bought a shot. I'm a Kazi if it's Yeah, I'm back. Booty B, what up, bro? Oh, shit. What? It go, who you know fresher than Heaney? Riddle me that. The rest of y'all know where he's spiritually at. Lyrically lick a shot like he spit from a gap. But I don't glorify that, I dwell in the trap. Louisville, Kentucky, withdrawing in the slammer. Coke boys t-shirt, beard like Osama. Osama, oh mama, sorry for all the drama. But you taught me about the guala, told me to be about commas. High haters are guns from Al-Qaeda. Naysayers, see you now or get you later. He Taliban and Dipset. Taliban is Herman and Aliman, like Spanish for German for certain. Our guns ain't squirting, Trappistan. We put our funds to work and murk them. Heat under Corta when we hurt them. 6 feet deep, we put them under the dirt. Dead. You do work, you get work. You do dirt, you get dirt. You fuck around with these boys, no question, you get murked. High haters are guns from Al-Qaeda. Naysayers, see you now or get you later. High haters are guns from Al-Qaeda. Naysayers, see you now or get you later. Mr. Arabs and bodegas toting steel under the registers. And all illegal aliens, it's them that never registered. I'm back on my old shit, baby, I'm still heem. Still gooning with the Guyanese out in Richmond Hill, Queens. I might move to the mountains out in Pakistan until my own government'll drop a bomb. But you won't hear about it in no news clip. Mommy, they move quick, that's just how they do shit. You do work, you get work. You do dirt, you get dirt. You fuck around with these boys, no question, you get murked. You do work, you get work. You do dirt, you get dirt. You fuck around with these boys, no question, you get murked. USA, 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 USA,
Adventure time. Come on, grab your friends.
Yo. So it's brought to you by
Grab Your Friends.
Tree Trunks.
What?
Tree Trunks. And LSP. 1-2-1-2. There's a lot of heat over here.
My headphones were...
Your headphones are hot.
Yeah.
You know what? Because the mic is hot.
We're malfunctioning.
Hot mic.
The microphone is a little warm, actually.
No, it's slightly.
That was Al-Qaeda. Not the terrorist organization. The song with an 8 in it. like Al Qaeda.
Because Infinity.
Yep. From Heems. Himanshu Suri, formerly of the aforementioned Das Racist. From his Eat Pray Thug album. Came out earlier this year.
Yeah.
Still floating around out there somewhere in the atmosphere.
It's true.
In the background, music from Lapalux with Make Money, which MIC said sounded like Transformers in a good way.
Transformers making lots of money.
For Michael Bay.
It's true.
Millions.
He's not involved with the new one that's coming out. That is MIC's top secret Transformers information coming to you.
I'm sure he's involved.
From a source. Yeah, he's involved. He's just not as involved.
I'm sure he is involved somehow.
Before he
just
was...
Just like he was involved with that terrible Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
Oh, man. He was involved to the point where he was making, like, changes to the toy design stuff and things. It was bad.
I got a problem with that. You remember. We went to see the first one in the theaters. And, afterwards, we spent the evening at a certain bar in Northampton, and UI and DJ12XU sat around the table, just angry that Megatron wasn't a gun.
The movie we will not speak of.
Oh, we just spoke of it.
Just leave it at that.
You also heard. What else? What else did you hear? You heard music from P. Morris. P. Morris. With Bitch Better Have My Morris. That is the name of the remix. Which, of course, is a remix of Bitch Better Have My Money. Not by AMG with the Jiggable Pie. But... but... by one Rihanna.
Rihanna!
Rihanna. Rihanna. Nice Jewish girl.
I'm about to say.
Yep.
Went to temple with her. You better believe that bitch.
Yeah, she trust me, money. She wants her money, yeah.
She got paid on the Sabbath.
And we started that set off. That was good, that was good. We started that set off with
Toilet?
Tunde Olanirin. Which, see, that's he's Nigerian, but that sounds like a Ukrainian last name or something like that.
That dude is Nigerian-Ukrainian. He is one of the X-Men.
And the name of the song, of course, was Namesake. From his forthcoming Transgressor album, EP, something. I'm not sure. I know he already put out an EP. It was, I think it was Young Archetype.
Oh, that was dope.
EP. Yeah.
That was the dopeness. That was the dope stuff.
So what's going on, Mike?
This humidity.
It's pretty humid. All day long I was sitting here and I just kept saying, it's 90 degrees outside. And tomorrow it's supposed to be hotter than it is today.
Don't tell me that.
It's supposed to be in, it is actually supposed to be warmer tomorrow than it is today. I'll show you right here on my phone.
I got a lot of indoor activities planned. See, today MIC decided to go out in the community, and it was a bad idea.
From the Weather Underground app on my Android phone.
Tomorrow is forecast to be nearly the same temperature as today.
Earlier today it was saying warmer, and warmer was in like orange lettering. So yeah. They've changed the forecast, but that still sucks. It's because it's still saying 92.
Yeah, no. It was hot, humid.
High temperature, 92. It is.
MIC was standing out in the sun today far too long.
Yes, I heard you.
Not
were,
a smart move.
You were up in Amherst.
I should have went and picked them up. I didn't know they were having the Amherst little festival thing there. But that was a bad move.
Well, here's the thing.
I got heat stroke.
I mentioned on your Facebook post on being there and being a little warm. Yeah. I did mention that that's not extravaganza because, of course,
no.
Amherst, Massachusetts is home to the annual Extravaganza Festival every April.
True.
Where everyone just smokes weed on the town common, basically. I can't really describe it as anything other than that. I mean, there's other stuff going on, but it's just people openly smoking.
Yeah, it's an excuse to get high.
Yes. And I attended several years ago, along with a couple of my friends, including M. Cody of LittleFishInc.com, who was selling... she does make knitwear. She was selling like her knit bikinis and stuff like that at the show. And we were sitting outdoors for the entire day.
Yeah.
And another friend of ours happened to be selling some edibles. If you know what I'm talking about.
Pot brownies?
Yeah. Well,
cookies. Pot cookies.
They were cookies. Infused
weed cakes
with the marijuana and
a marijuana hoagie.
Another friend of ours, shout out to you, Estrella, out there on the West Coast, was affiliated. Her family owns the La Vera Cruzana restaurants up there in Amherst and Northampton,
right across the street.
Right. So I ate a couple of cookies while I was sitting there, and see, I got M. Cody is trying to stake my story out from underneath me here, but I had to go and meet Estrella across the street at La Vera Cruzana because she had called and she was like, "Hey, come by and meet me because you're right across the street."
And you were getting hungry.
And I was hungry. I was very hungry. I was starting to experience the munchies, as they're known. But the problem is to get to the restaurant. You had to cross the street.
Yeah, no shit.
And that proved a difficult proposition for one El Ketter that day. I don't know how cookies. I made it. I don't know how I made it across the street. I was all freaked out. I was like, oh man. There was so many people around because it was, you know, it's a big festival and it's really well attended. I was out of my element. And luckily, I did make it across the street to the restaurant and then proceeded to eat all of their Mexican food.
No, you ate all of the enchiladas they had.
I ate like an enchilada plate, like a big thing of taquitos, and just inhaled it. And then like brought food back across the street to Cody and our other friend and proceeded to eat their food.
Yeah.
And then... because I was hungry, because
I had some bold hot brownies.
Because I was experiencing the munchies, yo. I did in fact eat some more of the really tasty cookies that were there.
Ketter, this is the cycle of drugs. This is what they talk about. This is what Nancy Reagan was trying to say.
So it was.
They got you.
You know, it's in April. It was a warm day. There, you know, and I'm sitting there in like a lawn chair. We don't have a roof or anything like that. Do I put on any sunscreen or anything? No, of course not. I'm sitting there, and I'm not noticing shit about anything because I've eaten like six pot cookies.
Yeah,
you were feeling nice.
And I was feeling great. At the end of the day, got up, walked away, went to go get ice cream down the street, and realized I was burnt to a crisp.
Yeah.
Like, I was just, like, my head, my face, I was just beet red.
See? The drugs.
And usually, you know, I'm beet red because I'm, like, angry about something and I turn red. No.
You were happy.
Yeah. And so I sat there, still a little hazy, really red, feeling pretty burnt.
Well, you were burnt, all right. You was burnt up.
Exactly. And ate my ice cream cone. It was very good. It was very tasty. I've probably never had an ice cream cone that tasted that good, actually.
Did you rub it on your body?
I think I might have tried.
So, you were so
I
hot.
I think I might have tried. But that was the last time I got sunburn.
I don't know if I got a little sunburn. I probably got some kind of sunburn today.
Well, luckily you had somebody looking out for you, telling you, hey, rub some... some sunscreen on your head. No one was reminding me to do that because everyone was high.
They were reminding you to eat some more of these cookies.
Well, there was that, and in our little circle of people who were sitting where we were all really mad, additionally, at the people who were selling stuff next to us.
Mm-hmm.
It was these two guys,
and they were
selling like these hemp pants.
Chilling pants.
And they were like Argentinian or something like that. So, and they were, the product they were selling, they were calling chilling pants.
With a ING or an N and an apostrophe.
Well, like you're chilling? Or relaxing. They're mm-hmm. chilling pants. Pants for chilling in. But being Argentinian, they called them chilling pants.
Chilling. Okay.
Yes. And it was really funny like the first couple of times, but it got so annoying by the end of the day. Yeah.
Did they sell any of those chilling pants?
Well, they were really pushy. Like, they weren't high. They didn't get high that day.
They were there just to
take bank.
Yes.
They were there for the bank. And they were really pushy, and they were, like, yelling. Like, they were yelling at people, chilling pants.
This sounds like a freaking SNL skit.
Yeah.
With Horatio Sands in it.
Sands, yes.
At the extravaganza.
If you're in the Pioneer Valley area of Massachusetts ever in around April 20th, sometime around there, they usually kick off extravaganza on the town green in Amherst. Yeah. But I guess Massachusetts is finally going to get off of sats and start getting some marijuana dispensaries.
True.
Which, you know, we passed the law a couple years ago.
Where are they?
And yeah, they're
I mean, I know where they are.
Well, they've denied. Well,
where are the legal
they're
ones?
They're exactly where they've always been. Yeah, but
the weed guy is in the same spot.
Yeah, they haven't approved anybody yet. And I guess the guy from here in Springfield, Roberto Flores, who owns like half of downtown, is trying to open like a growing operation somewhere, like another town here in the state. So it's gonna. I guess we'll get our first dispensary probably like within the next year or two. I guess, but
good.
It's been slow going.
You know, a lot of folks who could use the cookies.
They're really good, Mike. I gotta say.
And the cakes.
And on that note, we're gonna play some more music. We got new music for you. So new, we didn't even really know what the hell it was. But coming up first, or next and first.
Next.
Possibly Fexed or Nursed. No, I haven't been eating the weed cookies. We got music from Christian Rich. Who's Christian Rich? I don't fucking know. We're going to play it for you right now. It's called Compromise, featuring Sinead Harnett Goldlink and Sakana Hudson?
Yep.
Is that it? I don't know. It's cutting off the last... There we go. Hudson. That's coming at you next on The Clandestine Transmission here at ImageNation.com.
I want it, yeah. So do I compromise. So do I compromise. So do I compromise. So do I compromise. So when I get so deep in love, I compromise. So do I compromise. So do I compromise. Me in the eyes, it's hard to read your intention in the tension. Cause we only connect when I'm in your bed. Is it too much to know what's in your head? What you want from me? It's obvious to see. So do I compromise? So do I compromise? So do I compromise? So do I compromise? So when I get so deep in love, I compromise. So do I compromise? So do I compromise?
Everybody know the devil walk backwards. So when I fuck a bitch, I never hit the bitch backwards. Moonwalk, never show my bitch I got a backup. Pack up, putting all my sons up in a Mack truck. Everything I do is so crazy. Bad boy knowing how to treat a lady. Maybe I can take you to a hotel and we do it one time. Baby, compromise. Thank you for the compromise. Baby, just compromise. Let's fucking fuck all night. Oh, oh, I just get so deep in love, you wanna cry. Oh, I. Your mind, let's fuck all night.
Ooh. knows just what there's in a tune. But tomorrow can be what we need. The light our fire, our fire, our fire.
Or MIC, ImageEyeNation.com.
Yeah, yeah.
Destin Transmission. With the sounds of No Such Thing in the background, the track is called A.
A!
Just the letter A. Much, yeah. Much like Juelz Santana. Say A.
This show is brought to you by the letter
A.
A.
You know what other show was brought to you by the letter A? Who's the boss? Hey, Angela!
Who's the boss?
Yes.
Not Tony Danza.
MIC is trying to pop his shoulder.
Stretching out over here.
We just stretched out.
Getting my stretch on.
A little set of music for you. That was Picnic Time.
Picnic Time.
T-Y-M-E for time. Burn it up because number one, we are burning up right now because it is the summertime, which also happens to be picnic time.
There you go.
So there you go. We just brought it full circle on your ass.
Yeah. Go go check out Picnic Time on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Twitter. Yeah, dude from Dallas. Down with Erykah Badu's Cannabinoids. Does remixes and stuff. That joint's dope. Put that shit on your summertime picnic time mix. Get you a weed brownie and fucking chill out.
Oh boy. We also heard music from Zimmer with Heartbreak Reputation featuring Polina. What do you know about Polina? What do you know about Zimmer, Mike?
Zimmer
while we were playing the songs, Mike was looking everybody up, trying to find as much information as he possibly could about
MIC
everybody.
Finds all kinds of like cool shit on like SoundCloud and on other random blogs and stuff. Everything's on like SoundCloud now. Like every time you go, if they don't have like a video on like YouTube, it's like a SoundCloud file. This dude's got a bunch of remixes from Paris. Got an EP coming out, so be checking for that. Yeah, that'll be fresh. It'll be like that. Some smoothed out summertime, sweaty time in the club. Shit right there.
Sort of dance music.
Yeah.
Dance music going on. And we started that that set off with Christian Rich. With Compromise.
No. When you say it, that shit sounds like a country
it
act.
It totally sounds like
it. Sounds like a really Jesus-y country band. And it is not. When I say those dudes were down with like Pharrell and NERD back in the day, doing remixes for people and working on Childish Gambino's album, J. Cole, Drake. Who else did I say?
You said like Vince Staples.
Vince Staples, Earl, they got Earl a song Sweatshirt with him. Earl Sweatshirt, they did production on his album. So they've been around doing joints. But they got a album coming out in August with that joint on it. Compromise and some other stuff.
Which when you said you were like, yeah, oh, Pharrell and Chad, I was like, oh, okay, because you can kind of hear it. You can kind of hear it in the chords and the sort of the sparse.
Yeah, it's two twin brothers from Nigeria/Chicago.
Sparse drum programming. You know,
it's dope, man. Yeah, August 21st. So yeah, check them out. Follow them on whatever you do now. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Apple Music or all that shit. Following people, everything's blending together. I don't even know what you kids do, but you will find it on whatever social media or thing you use.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure nowadays. That's the way things go.
Why not? Speaking of which, feel free to drop either of us a line on the good old social media.
Yeah.
We are on the Facebook. Imagine Nation is on Facebook, of course. You can get to that through the Imagine Nation website at imagination.com. Dun, dun, dun. We're also on the Twitter. Imagine Nation is on the Twitter. We also got a personal private Twitter out there.
Private Twitter?
Yep. It's private Twitter. It's where we
send each other back and forth messages.
Yes.
We don't want anybody else to see.
Of course, you can find those if you do a little bit of searching. Instagram, all that stuff.
Yeah, Instagram.
We're on the Face Space.
Face Space.
Yep. Can drop us a line. Let us know that you love the show.
Sure.
That you hate the show, or whatever. Probably, if you say you hate the show, you're gonna get some kind of snarky response back.
If you listen this long into the show and say this show sucks,
yeah.
I hope they tell me how I can get a hold of them. You've got mental problems, and I will refer you to a nearest mental health facility.
I'm thinking MIC is probably just gonna send you a picture of his ass. He's just gonna send a picture of his bare behind.
No, that's what I will send him a link, and the hyperlink will go to a picture of someone's butthole.
You're gonna goatsy everyone.
Yes,
you're gonna
do pretty much. I'm not gonna Rick Ross. Rick Ross.
Yo, okay. You
yes. You will get Rick Ross, not Rick Rolled, and you will get a picture of Rick Ross's ass as he's going into the jail. That was unintentional comedy at its finest.
Oh, dude.
I know we're hot and sweaty.
That was gold right there.
Yeah.
Because the funny thing is,
you got Rick Ross. you got somebody steal your identity and make a bunch of rap records and get really fucking rich.
They
slim down. They have the baggy Versace.
They are taking a picture of Rick Ross's boho.
They are
when he goes into jail.
They gotta make sure there's enough contraband in there. Shit.
And I think he could probably stuff a lot of stuff.
I guarantee you when they say spread him, that big giant Rick Ross chain is like hanging out. Where he tried to like stick it in there. So he's got like the anal beads Rick Ross chain.
Anytime
and this show just went fucking way out.
Anytime you bring up Rick Ross, the only thing I can think of, not the only thing, but the one thing that always comes back to is on his first big hit there, I Know Big Meats
Yes.
Real big beats.
He does.
And that's not what he said, but it sounded like what he said. Because why not? And knowing Big Meats is hilarious.
I don't even know what he said at this point.
Look
it up.
He said Big Meech, the real Big Meech, to sort of bolster his reputation as a dealer in narcotics. But I hear it as Big Meats, M-E-A-T-S, because he's a big fat guy. So, of course, he knows Big Meats. How could he not know Big Meats? Yeah. So that, and of course, I think at one point M. Cody was threatening to start a band and like call it Rick Ross's Titties or something like that. Or that was going to be the name of one of her songs. I'm pretty sure Rick Ross's Titties was going to be the name of the song.
Yo, he got a song.
She clarified, not Rick Ross's Titties, Rick Ross's Tits. And it was a song.
He got a song called BMF. Blowing yeah. Money Fast, where he says, sure. I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover, whipping work, hallelujah. So now he doesn't know Big Meech to be Big Meech.
I don't know.
Which is all about his persona, because he used to be whatever his name was when he was a CEO.
I don't think we can trust this man. His credibility is right out the window with that.
Yo, you cannot name yourself after a drug dealer and then pretend like that is like you. He like catfished hip hop. Quote me on that. Someone needs to quote MIC in a tweet. Rick Ross catfished hip hop. Apparently, 50 Cent has to pay $5 million to Rick Ross's baby ma for leaking a sex tape.
What?
I wish someone would leak my sex tape, man.
What is going on here?
Pay me $5 million.
We're gonna. No, of course, no. We did not play any Rick Ross songs.
How did we get here? MIC meant to say you're gonna get Rick rolled in the scene of a picture of a butthole, and I said you're gonna get Rick Ross.
Okay, that's how we got here. I just needed.
Which is a
so this show when you is get Rick Ross.
When you get Rick rolled, you click on something that goes to the Rick Astley video. Me, when you get Rick Ross, you click on something that goes to a picture of a butthole, apparently. There you go. That needs to go on, like, Urban Dictionary.
Not too long ago, a friend of mine posted an article on Facebook about how the whole Rick Roll phenomenon is actually racist.
Hmm.
But the thing is, that's not what it was at all. When people clicked on it, it just took them to the... the video for Never Gonna Give You Up. And like, I just
that
like,
is awesome.
I took one look at it that's and I was like, I'm not clicking that.
That's like Inception.
Yes. That was.
You got Rick rolled in Inception
that
style.
That was meta, yes. Is what that was.
Yo, is it coming back? Because I've got Rick rolled, like it went away for a while. I got Rick rolled in like the past month. I forget what I clicked on, but I clicked on something. And that shit came out, I was like, you got me, internet. You got me.
Well, now we're gonna have to start Rick Rossing people.
Totally.
I'm not really sure what that's going to entail.
It's going to entail a bunch of pictures of buttholes. Oh, no. It's got to be buttholes. You know what? You so could be Rick Ross. You can get Rick Ross to like a picture of Rick Ross. You know? Rick Ross doing jumping jacks or whatever. I got a bunch of funny pictures.
The words of wisdom for this week's episode of the Clandestine Transmission... It's gotta be butthole.
Yeah, it does.
That's the words of wisdom.
Yo, he totally is. He is totally that chick we talked about weeks ago. I can't remember her name because she don't matter.
Oh, so the faux
black woman.
So wait. You're telling me that not only was Rick Ross not a drug dealer, he was really a CEO. Not only was he not really Rick Ross, no. He was Big Meech.
Not only was he Big Meech,
he's also a white woman? Is that what you're telling me?
I don't know how deep this rabbit hole goes with Rick Ross.
That's a rabbit hole you don't want to go down because the Rick Ross rabbit hole is a butthole.
No.
It's a butthole.
Nah.
And on that note...
I mean, I know rappers make stuff up, but he went way out there. Way out. And I've always felt like that's kind of like a no-no.
I don't know. Whatever. They're just. Yeah.
But he's in trouble. He got busted on kidnapping and assault charges.
He's going to jail.
So he might actually.
He will start living his life backwards. Yes.
That is a new age hip hop artist. You live your life backwards. You come out talking about all the drugs you deal.
But it's true, because historically rappers have had to rap, become famous, and then they got a TV show. Like for the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, like LL Cool J with whatever that shitty show he had back in the day.
Yeah.
Was Patti LaBelle on that show? I think Patti LaBelle was like his mom or his aunt or something like that.
I don't know. Now he's on so much now.
We already addressed that on another episode. But now you get the television show, mm-hmm. and then you become a rapper like Drake.
Yeah.
AKA Wheelchair Jimmy.
It's true. Shout out to Drake, hanging out with Serena Williams at Wimbledon. Drake is everywhere. I've seen Drake way too much today. Got up in the morning and watched his new video, which is cool. You should watch it. It's for energy. Check it out. It's dope. It's actually stylistically cool. Bunch of special effects and shit.
I will go on record as saying I don't like Drake.
But
it is really a green eggs and ham, Sam I Am kind of situation when it comes to Drake. Do not like him.
No,
do
I don't.
Do not like him in a box. Do not like him with a fox. It's just how it is.
I wish he would pull like a Timberlake and stop rapping and singing and just do like comedy stuff. I feel he's missing out on like some good stuff there. Because he makes me laugh. He dresses up as a wizard. When he's like on the sideline of some
baseball game. So you basically just want him to join the cast of SNL.
Do something. Do skits.
So what he needs to do is he needs to do an album with Prince Paul.
That'll work, yeah.
Just album skits. All skits. No songs, just skits. which is what the Clandestine Transmission has apparently become this week. No songs, skits. Just skits. Weed cookies. Rick Ross's butthole. That's what we're all about.
Yeah.
Hopefully
we should wrap this thing up.
Definitely if you're gonna be going into Rick Ross's butthole, you wanna wrap it up.
Sure.
Hopefully next show won't be nearly as hot outside.
Oh, it's gonna be.
No, maybe not. We don't know that.
We're gonna take the podcast.
Might be a cold snap.
To a chill location. I see everybody at like the coffee shop and whatnot. All on their laptop. I'm not to put the picture up. Dude was like typing his manuscript or like a play. Everyone's always doing way like labor intensive work. We need to take the podcast there and just take over like a table and just do the podcast.
So you want to do a live podcast from like Lime Red Tea House in Northampton or something like that?
There you
That's
go.
Basically what you're saying.
Pretty much.
We could do that. We could work that out.
And we could include people coming into the store.
We can do that. Hey, you! Come here, be on our radio show that's not on the radio.
Tell me about that bubble tea you're drinking.
I can't drink bubble tea anymore, so it's...
You gotta go somewhere you can enjoy something. You can go to the, what's it called there? Quarters.
We can do that. We can do that. I'd like a...
We'll figure it out.
Like a mini hot dog.
There you go.
Sure. As I tried to say several minutes ago, on that note, we are gonna wrap this show up. For another edition of Clandestine Transmission. Got one more song coming for you. The song is coming for you.
Whoa!
It's gonna be in your bedroom later tonight.
Sure.
And strangle you. It's Bryn Mawr with Hula Hoop. Featuring Unique.
Yeah, man.
I'm assuming that's pronounced Unique because it's spelled all crazy. It's got like a 3 in it.
Sure.
And this is going out. This is going out to your very good friend Lauren's former roommate.
We sent this out to Aaron out there in Brooklyn,
owner of many rats
and many hula hoops,
and many hula hoops. It's also going out to all the people I saw when I went to that crazy dubstep event down in Hartford not too long ago, who had fucking hula hoops. Because what do you do? What do you do when you go to like a rave? You wear furry boots and you do the hula hoop.
Also going out to that little girl that's in this vine that's went viral today, where she's trying to hula hoop in like a Toys R Us. Does Toys R Us still exist? Somewhere. She's in like some department store.
Yeah, it does, because I got into a confrontation with an asshole at Toys R Us not too long ago, actually.
I know there's one.
It wasn't Rick Ross's asshole, but it was an asshole. Bryn Mawr.
Yo, check it out. It's Party Jam.
Hula Hoop.
Turn it up.
Yeah, it's going to take you out.
Take your hula hoops out.
Take you out on an upbeat note. Bust out the hula hoop. Get a little exercise. Put in your 15 to 30 minutes today. Remember to cut the carbs.
There you go.
Until next time, El Ketter.
MIC.
Clandestine Transmission, ImageiNation.com.
Let's go.